Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Lord of all the worlds. Peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi wa ridwan. My beautiful viewers across South Africa and across the world, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Welcome back to Reformation of the Ummah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before we begin tonight's powerful discussion, let's just pause for a few seconds, inshallah, zabajallah, and contemplate, reflect. If it's possible, because our program is Reformation of the Ummah, my request to the viewers out there is inhale gently. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Let your shoulders drop and let your minds settle and allow the heart to soften. Because Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, through the fadl and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Reformation of the Ummah, a space where your struggles matter, your emotions matter, and your healing also matters. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I, of course, accompanied by our featuring guest on Madinay channel, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, and who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madinay channel, and he is none other than our beloved Ziyad Madani Attari Hafidhahullah. Let's commence our discussion with him, inshallah, Zawajallah, with the opening greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Mawlana Sahib, all is well on your side?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah's rahmat upon us.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, yes, we have just made salam with Mawlana Ziyad Madani Hafidhahullah. He's with us in studio, and inshallah, Zawajallah, he will shed light. But before we go any further into questioning Mawlana Sahib, tonight we shift from understanding stress to defeating stress, inshallah, Zawajallah. Let me put before you a little scenario, dear viewers of Madinay channel. And inshallah, Zawajallah, Mawlana Sahib is with us. He will also shed some light with regards to this question, because I want to begin with a reality that sits inside many homes. Many, many homes. So, Mawlana Sahib, if you don't mind, can I go ahead with this little scenario? So, we put ourselves in the shoe of this person, because I believe that this is a housewife, but there are thousands of housewives like this at this very moment, right? So, as the viewers of Madinay channel are with me, inshallah, Zawajallah, we're going to explore this and to understand this. We are dealing and we are talking about stress, anxiety, overthinking. So, there is a housewife, dear viewers. She wakes up before everyone in the morning, prepares lunch boxes for her children, of course, who go to school, sees to breakfast, cleans the house, runs errands, looks after toddlers if she has children that age. She helps teenagers with schoolwork, which she herself may at times not understand, Ya Sayyidi. Over and above, she washes, cooks, folds, fixes, prepares. She supports, adjusts, manages, and she repeats the same household chores and work on a daily basis. By the evening, dear viewers of Madinay channel, she is emotionally numbed. She is emotionally numbed and physically drained, mentally overwhelmed. Her heart palpitates. Her anxiety spikes. She feels waves of panic over small things. She is exhausted, yet failing to sleep. She smiles, but she is breaking silently. She doesn't talk because everyone else in the family is coping. She doesn't rest because there is no time. She doesn't ask for help. Why? Because it's not her job. But inside, she is carrying an emotional load heavier than her entire household. Ya Sayyidi, such a woman with this description and this lifestyle, how does she find relief in her problems before she collapses?
Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Masab, you gave us a situation, a scenario of one lady. I think there are thousands, if not millions, across the globe that have this very situation. And here many of us, we just feel like we are carrying the burden of the world. Whilst if we look towards them, within their homes, and maybe as housewives, as mothers that are at home, we call them sometimes home executives, but it's not an easy load that they are carrying. Really, whatever their children become, whatever that household becomes, is based on the strength of that person's shoulders. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep our mothers, our sisters, the wives, may Allah Ta'ala keep them well and keep them strong. But indeed, it's not easy, but you know, at times I could say it's important to also get a little bit of a break from that which you are doing continuously. Why? Because a bit of change is good. It's a rest. It's a break. So maybe, you know, Manasa mentioned that she's trying to sleep. She's exhausted, but unfortunately can't get sleep because there's so much that is going on and life doesn't come to a stop.
Yeah.
But if it's possible for her to step out of her shoes for a little while and just take a little break from the general daily routine,
right,
then that will rejuvenate her. That will refresh her so that when she steps back into her routine again, then she feels stronger and she feels that she can cope and she can go on, inshallah ta'ala. It's just that when a person is doing something continuously, time and time again, and there's no break or there's no stop, even simple tasks feel very tiring. Even simple tasks feel like they're too much. And therefore, it's important to be able to step away from time to time to actually find some relief.
What a beautiful answer, Ya Sayyidi, you have given. And mashallah, Zabajallah, you shed light on this matter. And as I'm saying, Ya Sayyidi, it's almost, as you also said, almost millions of people are in the same situation, right? Men and women, ladies. So you say that, Ya Sayyidi, these are the things that she has to do, right? What about the aspect where she has to declutter her mind, empty her thoughts?
Absolutely.
And, you know, for in order for her to move forward, because these are the practical steps she has to take.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely. Decluttering of the mind, emptying of one's thoughts. This is also very important. At the same time, whilst we're speaking about this, I'm just thinking that there are those, though, that have such lives doesn't allow them to step out. Life doesn't allow them that break.
Yes,
Meaning that they are busy with their children, they are busy with their husbands, they are busy with their homes, they are busy with so much. And there's no real break to say, well, okay, I'm going to take a day off. I'm going to take a little break. I'm going to have a holiday. You know, many people who are out at work, as we mentioned just now, when it comes to, well, in South Africa, Sunday, then everyone tends to take a break from work and spend some time with their family and go back. But these housewives, these mothers at home, they can't say that I'm just taking a break from work because the children are still there, the family is still there.
So this is a consistent job.
Yes, it's not easy. But one of the beautiful ways of being able to take that break, being able to declutter the mind, being able to step out of the situation that you are in, it doesn't require an entire day. Sometimes it just requires a few minutes every few hours. And just think, 5 daily salah are necessary upon us, isn't it? 5 daily salah are necessary upon us. And whilst we're in salah, we cannot be focusing on everything else. That is our opportunity, our chance to say that life is busy, but right now I'm going to place life down. I'm going to leave everything aside. For these few minutes, I'm focused upon the pleasure of my Rabb. I'm going to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep my focus upon the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perform salah. In that, in the performance of salah, she finds her break. In the performance of her salah, she finds her solace. It seems like the 24-hour cycle is not stopping, but 5 times a day for at least a few minutes each time, she does get the opportunity to step out of the shoes that she's wearing for the entire day, to step out of the shoes of a person who is controlling and handling everything in this home, to one who is subjected to the control of her creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are subjected to Allah Ta'ala's control all the time. But at this point in salah, we realize that yes, we are in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are the humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal is molding and shaping our lives. But throughout the day as well, just to bring some itminan, some peace and tranquility to our heart as well, whilst dealing with things, whilst doing whatever it is that you are doing, if you want some ease, recite tasbihat. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah, seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you're going to find a strength in you to take you through those days and those times that you thought you could not get through. The tasbih of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, given to heard by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, 33 times. Alhamdulillah, 33 times. Allahu Akbar, 34 times. Recite, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Astaghfirullah. Inshallah, these things will give us a strength from within, where when we think that we are at breaking point and we can't cope anymore, we will not realize how is it that we still come out blossoming, blooming and successful.
Kya baat hai Madine ki, mashallah. Ya Sayyidi, I really admire all the wonderful advices Maulana Sahib has given, because any advice given to perform salah and to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already the first step to come out of problems, ya Sayyidi.
Absolutely.
In fact, the Quran states, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allahu Akbar. If only we could focus on this, ya Sayyidi, how... Imagine just fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a reason for us to be granted salvation from our problems.
Absolutely.
Yani Allah azza wa jalla will make those problems leave us if we increase our khawf and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, Islam has these solutions which Mu'asab has mentioned. And the solution for all of these problems is within the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life will keep you busy. But these are some practical steps which Mu'asab has given. When Mu'asab spoke about decluttering your mind, it means not every thought deserves your attention, dear viewers.
True.
Not every responsibility belongs to you. And not every commitment needs a reaction. What do we do? Think a little bit, Sayyidi, you know. Little thought comes to the mind, to the heart, it harbors there, and then we make the building grow. You know, we erect the building. And kahan se kahan pahunch gaye, subah fajar mein khayal aya tha, isha tak hum usi pe bana rahe apni building ko.
It's such an important point. Absolutely, it's such an important point. The one who doesn't keep focus,
yes,
and set out my task, this is my work, this is not my work, this is my work, this is not my work. If the one who does not do this, he or she ends up so busy in unnecessary work that their own work gets left.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have, let's say for example, there were five stresses and five things that we had to focus on accomplishing. But when we add five unnecessary things and we can only get through five for the day, what did we do? We only accomplished 2.5 of those things that were actually necessary. And the other 2.5 remains as a burden on our shoulders, thinking that, I haven't accomplished it. I'm feeling so stressed out. Was really, our tasks were our tasks, not all the other tasks, that those imaginary tasks that we placed upon our shoulders. If we declutter, if we separate what's necessary from not necessary, what's important from urgent, once we separate these things, inshallah azza wa jal, then accomplishing will be much easier and our stresses will become much less.
Subhanallah, beautifully mentioned, ya Sayyidi. So I would say that, you know what, a person's mind is his home, and he should not rent out all these rooms to stress, ya Sayyidi.
Wow.
You know, you don't need to rent out all your rooms for stress. Keep your mind free, ya Sayyidi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another story comes to mind of a person in South Africa, in Johannesburg.
Right.
This is a real lifetime story.
Okay.
His bande ko bhi stress tha. He actually had a logistics company which he built from scratch, from zero. And as he built on it, subhanallah, kahan se kahan, from where to where Allah Azza wa Jalla made him reach in life in terms of wealth, in terms of luxuries of this dunya. And one day, fire burnt whatever he had built, ya Sayyidi. He lost everything. It is stated that his brother cried outside the masjid at the time of Fajr. He cried so much, he broken down. A elderly person came and held his shoulders from behind and said, "Kyun rote ho? When Allah Azza wa Jalla takes something, it is to be replaced with something better for you."
Wow.
So, Romat, don't cry. Don't lose hope. Trust. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely.
And he states that, "Bas us bande ne jo mujhse kaha tha na, whatever that person said to me, it made home in his heart." He says, "I started again from scratch with the same enthusiasm, with the same jazba, with the same hype. And then subhanallah, today he is a successful businessman once again."
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. So, you know, it is said that, ya Sayyidi, when you lose everything but Allah Azza wa Jalla, we actually lose nothing.
Absolutely.
Because you have Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dunya chhoot jaye, chhootne do. Rab na chhoote. Allahu Akbar. Yani, we should not give up dhikrullah. We should not give up trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is most important from your side, from the banda side. Allah is consistently, continuously watching you. There is never a moment when you are never in the sight of Allah, never in the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You are there, I am there, we all are there. But it is our fault that these stresses and the matters of the dunya keeps us away from the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yet as you mentioned, it is His dhikr and His remembrance which grants sukoon to the very same heart which was corrupted with stress.
Subhanallah. You know, Munasa, whilst you're mentioning this, the story of this person who lost everything, and then someone tapped him on the shoulder and taught him and told him that, no, don't stress. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant. It all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this, that the first time round, perhaps the person, you know, alhamdulillah, he was blessed with a lot and he built up an empire. But the second time around, he didn't just build up an empire.
Mm.
The second time around, he built up a spirituality with it.
Yeah.
The second time around, he realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to me the first time.
Mm.
And if Allah azza wa jal took it away from me, then it is Allah azza wa jal who can give it to me again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing too that mashallah, he stood at the masjid and he cried. And he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and someone gives him hope there. And now he grows in his spirituality and he works hard again. And this just teaches us that really, if it is all there today and it goes tomorrow, still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave it the first time can give it the second time. Why is it that now when we lose everything, we should lose trust in Allah? No. When we lose everything, still hold your trust in Allah. It is that Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala sustained us then, He'll sustain us tomorrow.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah, subhanallah. Okay, so we have a very beautiful kalam.
Mashallah.
And I often love to listen to this particular kalam by Mahmood Attari Hafizullah. But before we go there, Ya Sayyidi, one more question if you can answer, inshallah, especially for the Islamic brothers out there, right?
Okay.
Men who carry silent pressure, financial pressure, whether it is, you know, work stress, financial burdens, responsibilities,
right.
Men feel that they aren't able or they are not allowed to express or show their weaknesses.
Mm.
What is your point on this matter?
They're right in a way and they're wrong in a way.
We're right and wrong together.
Yeah. See, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed very much upon the shoulders of many men that they carry a weight and they carry a burden on behalf of the family and they don't tend to show it to the family. Whilst at times they themselves may feel like they are breaking. They themselves may feel like they can't manage to cope for too much longer. They themselves feel like, I need to pour my heart out to someone, but who do I pour it out to? I'm expected to be the pillar that supports everyone else. So today, if this pillar shows to be weak, then how is everyone else going to keep strong?
Wow.
How are they going to feel strong? And so, in order to keep the strength of the rest of the family, they hold themselves together. And really, hats off to them.
Mm.
Hats off to those men that in order to keep your family strong, you are prepared to cry on the inside and not on the outside. MashaAllah, this shows your love. It shows your care, your affection towards your family.
Wow.
But there is some hope as well. For those who say real men don't cry, we have seen real men really cry.
Allah.
But it's not about whether they cry or not. It's about who they cry to. It's about who they cry to. You cry in the court of the one who can solve your difficulties. You empty your heart in the court of the one who knows you well, who knows your condition, and who can solve your difficulties, can solve your challenges.
The one who said, "Udhuni astajib lakum."
Yes,
Allahu.
The one who said, "Azza wa Jalla," that you make dua to me and I will answer your duas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, when you cry to anyone else, when you empty your heart to anyone else, you don't know how it is that they might look at you. They might look at you and think this of you or think that of you. But when you cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what your condition and how strong the world sees you or how broken you may seem at that time, He accepts you. Allah Azza wa Jal accepts you. And when we turn to Allah and we make dua, we need to make dua in such a way, knowing that our Rabb will answer our duas, that Allah will respond to your duas. And so for those men folk out there that feel that I'm carrying a weight that I can't expose to others, I can't let them know I'm weak. But in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you can submit and you can say, "Oh my Rabb, I am weak. You are all powerful. Oh Allah, I've carried how much I could carry and I can't carry anymore. Oh Allah, please carry me too." And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you will find again the strength in you that Allah Azza wa Jal will place, that you can again become and you can remain that pillar of support, but now stronger than ever before.
Subhanallah. So I think if men start to build themselves spiritually first,
absolutely,
this will really help, right?
Absolutely.
And because as for a man, responsibilities are much more upon their shoulders, right? Men are actually made in charge and are much more responsible in terms of providing in certain ways,
yes.
Right? But I think, Ya Sayyidi, at some point in time as well, we need to understand that we cannot be superheroes all the time.
Absolutely.
Right? And this is the truth, because men should acknowledge this, that we cannot fix every problem.
Yes.
Yes. We cannot please every person.
Correct.
Yes, we cannot carry every person's burden.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the truth, dear viewers of Madini Channel. If you burn yourself out saving everyone else, you'll eventually have no one left to save because you'll be burnt out yourself. Allahu Akbar. Eventually, this is going to happen. We're going to burn out ourselves. We cannot be superheroes all the time. But as you mentioned, one of the programs, Ya Sayyidi, that men are very solution-driven people, you know.
Often,
we
yes.
often want to give solution for every problem. But the truth of the reality is that we must stop trying to be superheroes. Because when you try to be that and you want to be a pleasing person, people's man, for example, as they say, then stress gets to you because there's only that much you can do. You're a human, you're an insan. We yes. all are insan. We are not man-made machines, right? And if we aren't that, we have organs to feed, we have a body to look after. This is an amana. And as long as your body, organs are all well, they're all functioning, you can worship Allah Azza wa Jalla better. But the moment you sicken and you weaken this with the stress of the dunya, how do you go on the musalla with a clean heart? With a heart that's sound, with a heart that has no pressure of the dunya. We're taking so much of pressure to the musalla to offload, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. So the thing is that not every problem can be fixed. For now, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's listen to this kalam, inshallah. And when we do return, we have much more to discuss, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, about how we can rid the problems of the dunya, how we can attain salvation from the difficulties of this world. How do we put our stress aside? Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to give you more practical example from the light, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarak, from the lives of our pious predecessors as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Stay locked in tune with Madani Channel. For now, enjoy this beautiful kalam recited by Mahmud At-Tari, Hafizahullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kar de karam khuda.
Good day. کرم خدایا کر دے کرم
جنت بنے ٹھکانا جنت بنے ٹھکانا کر دے کرم خدا یا
کر دے کرم خدا یا کر دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز. فار دوز ہو ہیو جسٹ جوائنڈ ان, یو آر واچنگ ریفارمیشن آف دا امہ. سبحان اللہ, دا پروگرام ویئر لائفز چینج ٹو یور ویورز. الحمدللہ, وی آر ایمنگ ایٹ ریفارمنگ اور سیلوز اینڈ دا پیپل آف دی انٹائر ورلڈ. الحمدللہ رب العالمین. اور ڈسکشن فار دس ایوننگ ٹو نائٹ از stress management. Today, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we are trying to defeat that purpose. We are trying to eradicate stress from our lives, and we are discussing the matters and the thing that we could do in order to feel better from within, inshallah azza wa jalla. So yes, dear viewers of Madini channel, we discussed on a general basis how our lives can turn out to become and what the stress puts us into. There are so many people out there who perhaps don't have their rent money for this month. They don't have money to pay the accounts. It could be a financial burden. It could be relationship burdens. You don't know how to face the person. It could be a husband, your wife, your children, your parents, any person. We are people who overthink and overplan, and we have no reason to do that. But sometimes we feel people give us reasons to think and overthink. And then this makes us sick. We start to bottle. We feel there's no one out to hear us. We don't like to vent. There's no friend that we have that we could confide in. And when we do so, we do with our enemies. And we let them know exactly how we feel. We broadcast our feelings on the social media platforms, such as our statuses, so on and so forth. All of these things just come back to bite us and to add more to our stress in life. However, there is a very important question to ask Mulana Ziyad Madani Sahib, inshallah azza wa jalla, if Muasab would shed some light on this matter. Ya Sayyidi, how do families create emotional safety so that every member of the family, be it their parents, children, spouses, feel seen and supported?
MashaAllah. I think this is among the very initial building blocks of managing stress, of being able to vent stress, of being able to manage and handle stress from the grassroots level, and that is the family level, the very household level. Everyone within the household does, although they do share common tasks and they do share something in common, as in they are from the same family and they share the same home, but they also walk different paths in life. For example, a father and the husband, he might be walking the path of working and supporting the family. The wife might be she's the mother. She is the central pillar of the home, keeping everything together. Each child may be going to school and getting their load as well with regards to their tests that they have at school. And it's not just that. Nowadays, children also have a lot of pressure from within their friend circles. They are facing lots of challenges and difficulties as well. The youth are not free from this. And then they all coming back to the same home, and that home then can become their safe haven, or that home can then become a place where everyone throws punches and everyone tries to dodge the punches of the next person. I think what's important is making that home a safe haven, making that home a space that everyone feels safe, everyone feels understood, everyone feels seen, and everyone feels heard. How can this be done? This can be done when the family has open discussions and is able to sit together and actually spend quality time together. Now, we know and we understand that definitely everyone's life is busy. Children come home, they have a load of homework and preparation for the next day that they need to see. Parents, a father comes home, he's very tired. He's also very stressed out. Sometimes he brings his work home as well. My mother, she's been looking after things for an entire day. She just feels like she wants to drop her load, and now the family is there that she needs to see to again. So definitely everyone has that much of work, we understand, that can cover 25 hours of a 24-hour day. It's up to us to try to make that space and try to make that time where we can actually sit together, where we can have open discussions. I think families need to build or set a time where they can actually have a meal together. A meal is a beautiful opportunity. If not a meal, then at least have some du'as together, have some discussion. And in this time, we can keep it general, where we can discuss whatever it is that we're facing. Importantly, don't just make that time a time of complaints. How did your day go? So my day went bad in all these ways, and your day went bad in all those ways. We're just throwing all our complaints on the table. I think balance it between good and bad. That yes, these were the positives that happened in my day, and those are the negatives that happened in my day.
Very good point.
And then we can, when we speak the positives, we realize our day wasn't all bad. And when we speak the negatives, then those around us can assist us towards solutions, where we become so open with each other that I'm not the only one facing my problem. My father, my brother, my mother, my sister, my daughter, everyone tends to share their advice with me if need be, and I can adopt any one of those. So everyone feels heard, everyone feels understood, and in this way we become a support for each other. Rasulullah has actually described us as believers, being that support for each other. A believer is like a brick for another believer, one supporting the other. Imagine if you look at a wall, every brick on that wall is part of forming that wall. Every brick on the wall is part of the strength of that wall. We have to be there to support each other. I support you, you support me. And in that way, inshallah, when we're there to support each other, when each of us know that the other has my back and I have his or her back, inshallah, azza wa jal, in that way, we're not going to feel the whole burden on our shoulders. Yes, we are walking different paths of life, but we know that each day we're going to come home, all of us get grounded again, and then be strong enough to face the world, even whilst facing the world, knowing that maybe not physically and not apparently right now, but emotionally, I do have my support structure that is there, that I'm going to return to no matter how difficult the stage.
I think Mohsab has given a very good solution. And from what I've understood from here, if you have to put this in two lines, a peaceful home isn't when everyone is perfect, yes, Sayyid. A peaceful home isn't where everyone is perfect, but a peaceful home is where everyone is understood.
Absolutely.
And I think if we follow the idea which Mohsab has given, where we throw our problems on the table, table your problems, discuss it and balance it between good and bad.
Yes.
And I think there are parents out there who question their children, their daughters, the examination, the problem, why are you fussed up, why are you pulled up, why are you not talking? You know, and you get some children who will be on their phone, they'll be chatting, they'll be talking, they'll be pretending as if they're fine. They will hide stress. They will not, you know, relate what they are facing. Maybe it's something that you can't speak about on the table. You can speak privately. There are matters, but we need to know that sometimes you just have to vent. Sometimes you have to let it out, because the thing which you bottle yourself will one day explode and will kill you too. It will damage you. It will hurt you. It will finish you. And there are people in their 40s and 50s today, Ya Sayyidi, who came up with very rough lives. You know, whatever I discussed in the very beginning, there are people out there for the last 30 years, they are moving with the same problems in life. Their childhood was a mess up. Maybe they were the last child from among 7-8 siblings, example I'm saying, right? Others had it soft when they turned, came to be born in the dunya, things weren't the same. Other siblings had everything in their lives. When I was born, my dad wasn't rich as he was when the first sibling was born, for example. He lost everything by the time I was born. I grew up with hardships. I faced challenges. My childhood wasn't simple. My teenage life wasn't a simple thing. My schooling life wasn't good. My working life wasn't good. And now when everything wants to be good, my parents are sickly. I'm running here. I'm running there. I'm doing the household chores. I'm trying everything, and now this person maybe wants to get married, this person wants to settle. You can't settle in life because you've got so many things still attached to you. There are so many things surrounded or would surround us and captivate us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. But it is our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla who will remove us from this problem. As Maulana Sahib said, everything boils down back to trusting your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. If only we can truly place our trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, that He is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. He Azza wa Jalla knows my problems better than I know my problems. Subhanallah. When you start to believe in this and you put every hope upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, even if you are clinging on the last thread, that should be pinned upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And then you shall see how Allah Azza wa Jalla grants you deliverance, just as He granted Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam deliverance and salvation from the belly of the fish. Three layers of darknesses, Allah Azza wa Jalla allowed for the fish to eject him on the riverbank, right? Why? Because he said from the belly of the fish, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. He pinned his hope upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that stage, when you and I would give up hope, there is no survival here. So when stress hits from any angle, just know there is no stress in the world that can hurt you except with Allah Azza wa Jalla, without the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens by the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nothing can take away your life except for the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start to believe this and start to believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla can change your life. Now here, Sayyidi, we have another important question, right? We can go, we can dwell into the discussion of entire the 23 years of our beloved Rasul sallallahu life, right?
Yes.
That entire picture is there. All the Anbiya alayhi salam, all the blessed pious predecessors, their sacrifices, their lives, so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, Ya Sayyidi, life is very unpredictable. Very, very unpredictable, right? So how do we embrace the unpredictable nature of life, Ya Sayyidi, without allowing fear and anxiety to consume a person? Fear and anxiety.
Yeah, actually, you, Manas, sorry for saying this, but you mentioned the answer before the question. Why I say so is because, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Islam has made it easy for us. Islam has given us, it sounds very simple, it's called tawakkul. Tawakkul means trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you trust Allah Rabbul Izzah and you believe and know that my life, everything about my life is in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many things in life that are unpredictable. There are many, actually life itself is unpredictable. There are many things that make us anxious. There are many things that stress us, that put us through such uncomfortable situations.
Situations of life.
Yes. But if we remember and if we know very well and we believe and we keep it in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows my life from beginning to end completely. I know whatever it is that I'm going through now, and I know a little bit from the past, but I don't know the future. My Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the past, the present and the future, all equally. And He azza wa jal loves me very dearly, more than I can love myself. So as He azza wa jal delivered me from the past, place me in the present, will deliver me from the present and take me to the future, will deliver me from the future and take me beyond as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said that He does not burden any soul with more than it can bear.
100%.
So know that whatever it is you're going to face, Allah knows Azza wa Jalla that you can make it through it. He is with you. Be patient, be steadfast, stay upon salah, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will be with you throughout your journey. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, O believers, seek help from patience and salah. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is with those who are patient. Now you be patient, you keep your tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that Allah Azza wa Jal delivers those who have tawakkul, who have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is with those who are patient. When you have Allah Azza wa Jal's help with you, tell me, will you not make it through? Most definitely you'll make it through. Our work is not to always see the end result of everything. Our work is just to try. It's to put in our effort to do that which we are supposed to do and leave everything in the power of Allah. Do our part and leave its result in the power of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah, I'm doing my part. You please deliver me. That, if we're going to do our part, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, know that there's not a morsel of food that was meant for you that's going to miss you. There's not a piece of shelter that was meant for you that's going to miss you. There's not a bit of sleep that was meant for you that's going to miss you. Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to give you your full share of everything that is decreed to you. What is there for us to be anxious about? Yes, we are anxious because it's unknown to us. People are afraid of the unknown. We as insan, we fear the unknown. That's how it is. But remember that that which is unknown to us is known to Allah. So why are we fearing it? Why should we fear things that we don't know whilst our Rabb knows it and He knows what is best for us? So it's a matter of turning to Allah. Placing our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keeping tawakkul ala Allah. I really believe that we cannot remain sane within dunya without trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world's a tough place. Yes, the world is a tough place. But it is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gets people through. I've seen people who, no matter what difficulties they face, they come out sane and they come out strong. And I've also seen people who go through a few difficulties and they crush and crumble. When I look at the difference between the two, I realize that those who make it through are those who trust Allah. Mm. Those who have tawakkul, they stay sane, they stay strong, they stay in one piece. And those who don't have tawakkul, they will crumble under any amount of pressure.
Subhanallah. Mawlana Sahib, you have given such beautiful answers to the questions asked tonight. Alhamdulillah. And I hope that it makes some sort of difference to the viewers out there, including myself, Ya Sayyidi. I mean, the last part that you have mentioned, if a person truly places his trust and reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla, I think he would never ever fear any door being closed for him ever again, Ya Sayyidi. Why would he fear that doors of risk or opportunities being closed for him when he has placed his trust upon Allah Azza wa Jalla? When you have left it to your Rabb, it means you have entrusted Allah Azza wa Jalla with your matters. Now what He decides to do with your matters, leave it up to Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is the meaning of وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. When we have handed over our affairs and matters to Allah Azza wa Jalla, why do we want to take it back from Allah Azza wa Jalla and handle our matters? Handing over your case to the next person means you're not going to get involved, Ya Sayyidi. You're allowing for that person to manage your problems for you, right? When you have said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I have left my case, I have rested my case in your dast-e-qudrat. For example, I have left it to your mercy, Ya Rahman Rahimi. Handle my matters for me. You have submitted your application in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't take your case back and fight your own case. Don't do that. Leave it to Allah Azza wa Jalla. He will handle it for you, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We say shukran to Mawlana Sahib for being here tonight. Dear viewers, there are many, many moments of contemplation and reflection here in our lives. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We do know, we do acknowledge, look, stress is real, pain is real, pressure is real, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is even more real. His existence is real. Jihad, dear viewers of Madani Channel, than every other hardship you will ever face in this dunya. Tonight, we need to walk with this, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. You don't need a perfect life, but you do need a purposeful heart in this dunya. Hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to sabr. Hold on to hope. Even if it is by hanging by a single thread. Just hold on to sabr and patience, perseverance, trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla will most definitely arrive, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, exactly when everything else will fail in this dunya. And remember, this is our weekly reminder, reform your heart and Allah Azza wa Jalla will reform your dunya for you, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's focus on this. Stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation.